Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the National Network in Action radio broadcast. This radio broadcast is not on our schedule. I just felt it was very important that we meet tonight and talk about God's sensibilities. You know, the Bible Belt is very defensive about God's sensibilities tonight, especially regarding the issue of gay marriage. As a matter of fact, the state of Mississippi is thinking of opting out of marriage altogether if they have to marry gay people. Yes. The state of Mississippi might just dispense with marriages, which, of course, might lead to a good amount of fornication. But, you know, fornication does not bother the people in the Bible Belt nearly as much as gay marriages. I don't think adultery bothers people in the Bible Belt as much as homosexuality does. As a matter of fact, executions don't bother people in the Bible Belt in the least little bit. Neither does lynchings. So, you know, it's a little bit of hypocrisy involved in this protest regarding gay marriages, to my idea, because my God is against fornication, adultery, executions, and certainly lynchings. All of these things that should bother Christians, should have Christians outraged, don't seem to even get on their nerves. In fact, it appears that the Bible Belt states love death, and they love inflicting death on other human beings. But the very idea of gay people getting married just really brings out their irritation, to the point that some of these states might just secede from the union. I got to tell you, they don't want any gays to get married in the Bible Belt states. But don't you dare talk about taking away their prison profits, which most of that money is made by incarcerating Americans with disabilities, handicapped people, mentally ill people. Also, it was said by one judge on the, I think it's the Fifth Circuit, whatever circuit handles Louisiana and Texas, Ms. Jones, a justice on that Supreme Court, said that she feels like she's helping people, souls get saved when they get executed, because people close to death draw closer to God. So that's her idea of saving somebody's soul, is to deny their appeal and execute them. So I tell you, it's a little bit hypocritical in my way of thinking to think it's okay to ignore the word of God when it comes to thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. But to actually dissolve the government's involvement in all marriages rather than to see gays marry. That's a strong stance. And I'm not saying it's the wrong stance either, because I'm a Christian and I believe that gay marriages are wrong. But to my idea, being gay, being homosexual, is basically a victimless sin. You know, when there are two grown-up people who decided to get together despite what is right, they're just two grown-up people who decided to get together. To my idea, that's not nearly up to the level of taking a healthy human being, dragging them down the hall, strapping them on an execution table, and then injecting a poison needle in their throbbing veins. You think that John, Mary, and Steve is worse than executing somebody? You think it's worse? And boy, boy, y'all are a trip. That is a trip. And then, you know, executions, even though they're horribly wrong, they do have the nod of the court. They've been through a court process in these corrupt, racist courts. But look at all the lynchings that are happening, that are happening. And the lynchings, by the most part, the ones that I know about, are happening by law officers who are then exonerated from whatever they did. Or, worse yet, they're not even held accountable for it, even to the point of getting criminal charges. But the whole Bible Belt is irate and upset over gay marriages, but not about lynchings, not about executions. It's outrageous. It really is. Now, tonight, I spoke on the Ralph Pointer What's Happening show. That's one of our shows on Human Rights Demand. And boy, until I spoke on that show tonight, I thought I was off of the gang stalking list. I said, you know, I even walked to the store today because I thought that I was off of that gang stalking list. But when I was on the Ralph Pointer What's Happening show tonight, they came out of the woodworks. What are y'all so upset about? I just pointed out a well-known fact. More killings of mentally ill people are happening behind bars now, where there are no commuters with cameras. People notice things like that. I asked Miss Betty after the show if I'm the only one on the show who's from the Deep South, and she said that I am. Now, I guess people have a proprietary feeling about me. Proprietary. Ownership. The other speakers are not gang-stalked. Since nobody is going to do anything about these killings, of Americans with mental handicap who are being killed increasingly behind bars. I don't see why they're so upset, so mad at me for talking and writing about them. I wrote this at Google Plus. I said, good gracious. One neighbor shot a gun. Then a vehicle came and sat at a neighbor's house with lights pointed at me on the porch. And another car came. And one left the gang stalking neighbor's house, driving slow. Now, they use mostly blacks to keep the plantation in order. You see, that's intimidation. These people don't feel like intimidation for using your First Amendment rights is anything God would object to. But they think he objects to gay marriage very strongly. I guess lots of these people are upset over the gay marriage issue. And I think it is strange for people to say that God doesn't like it when they don't care what God thinks about executions or lynchings or acting threatening toward women folk like me. Ain't I a woman? Sojourner Truth said that. Ain't I a woman? You know, Psalms 102, verses 19 and 20, in your King James Version of the Bible. Why don't you get out your Bible and just, you know, just stop listening to preachers talk and study the Word? I think that some of these good Southern people in the Bible Belt states don't really know what God's opinion is about execution. I'm going to give you a little example out of Psalms 102, verses 19 and 20. It says, "For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven, did the Lord behold the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death." Now, what is God's opinion about execution? He wants to loose those who are appointed to death. He cares about the groaning of the prisoner. But you see, these Bible Belt states, like all of the other states, are just so engrossed in making prison profits, which is idolatry. That's idolatry. But they don't care about mass incarceration. They don't care about execution. They don't care about intimidating women like myself who speak against it. All they care about is if John married Steve and Peggy married Sue. They're cherry picking the parts of the Bible they like that they can pat themselves on the back and say, "I'm not like that." You know, the Bible tells about a man who went and prayed, and he said, "Lord, thank you that I'm not like these sinners. You know, thank you that I'm not like these sinners." And another man went and said, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Who was Jesus pleased with? We must recognize our own sin. And to my idea, you know, and it may not be God's idea. I'm not saying it's his idea. It's my idea. But homosexuality is a victimless sin, whereas your executions, your lynchings, and your intimidation and gang stalking is a much greater sin than two grown people deciding to marry. And you know, I tell you the truth, God doesn't have two or three hells. All people who sin and do not repent are going. You know, the U.S. Supreme Court had discussions today over the death penalty. Yes. They're discussing the death penalty in the U.S. Supreme Court. And you can read an article about it in Mother Jones. It says, the 20 best lines from the Supreme Court dissent calling to end the death penalty. You know, if everybody just clean up their own backyard. The Bible speaks badly of people criticizing the splinter in their neighbor's eye while they have a big old beam in their own. Now, what will you say to the Lord when he asks you about executions? He did not give you the right to kill anybody. He did not. He didn't say, thou shalt not kill, except. And, you know, you might say, well, that's in the Old Testament, and they were doing executions then. But think about Jesus. When they were still trying to follow those Old Testament punishments and brought the harlot that they planned to stone, Jesus said, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. So Jesus fulfilled those laws. You care about the blood of Jesus when it comes down to covering your own sins. But the blood of Jesus, you count it as of no effect when it's time to apply it to someone else's sin and give them the same chance you had, the same opportunity that you had to live and repent. Everybody you execute, and I've said this before, everybody you execute is created by God. Everybody you execute is either a Christian like you, or there's someone who had the capacity to repent and become a Christian, but you came and cut it off. Cut off their lives before they were able to. So you've appointed yourself as what, if not a murderer? You've appointed yourself God's avenger? Honey, Jesus is coming himself, and he's going to open those seals. He's going to do that. He didn't appoint you his avenger. So now you're all in an uproar over gay people getting married. But you, the same people Mississippi, Texas, Georgia, Florida, the Bible Belt, and don't even mention Oklahoma. Torturing people for hours on the electrocution table. And now the U.S. Supreme Court approved some kind of torturous drug for executions. Approved. And, you know, no states are saying we're going to stop executions because we're offended. But they want to stop marriage because they're so offended. And then claim they're offended because of the sensibilities of God. That's outrageous. God is not mocked. He is not fooled by you. Run into the mailbox, getting your dividend statement off your prison profits, seeing how many more people you can get in jails and prisons by hook or trick. Stealing people's lives, taking their fathers and mothers away from little children, putting all this unnecessary burden on taxpayers who are already oppressed with all these wars you want to fight all the time. All of these expensive wars, expensive in terms of money and human life. And yet, you're so upset about gay marriages, and you say it's because of what God wants. God doesn't want gay marriage. And that is supposed to be your rationale for being upset. He's not fooled by you. You know, man looks on outward appearances, but God looks at the heart. How is it that you can stand for even mentally ill people, people that you know don't have a good sense of reason, who are handicapped? How is it that you can stand for them to be on death row tonight? But you can't stand gay marriages for God's sake. God is not impressed by your antics, and he's not fooled by your antics either. There's only one hell. And if you don't change, you're going to be there. So, you know, I tell you, it's unfortunate that a lot of people are not reading their own Bible. So if somebody didn't know, you know, God stands on executions. If somebody didn't know, God stands on racism, read Galatians. And I can't quote it exactly, but the Bible says that in God, there is no Jew or Gentile. There is no slave or free. There is no male and female. And I'll add to that, there is no black and white in God. God is no respecter of persons. And if you are, you're not acting like God. You know, you're about to go off air if you are listening by computer, but please come back and listen to the whole tape. This tape is called Gay Marriages, Hypocrisy, Part 2, and Executions. Gay Marriage, Hypocrisy, Part 2, and Executions. I want you to know that on June 29th, at the age of 65, Glenn Ford, who is the longest exoneree, you know, he died the anniversary when he had been out of death row for a year. Glenn Ford, who was exonerated last year after spending almost 30 years on Louisiana's death row, died of lung cancer on June 29th at the age of 65. At the time of his release, Ford was the nation's longest serving death row exoneree. Just hours after his death, Ford's case was cited in the dissenting opinion of Justice Breyer. And so people are staying on death row 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And I'm not saying kill them quicker, because a great many of them are innocent and are able to prove it after that length of time. How did this man, you know, get lung cancer, I wonder? You know, lung cancer is connected with cigarette smoking. But I believe they cut out smoking in prisons. I'm not sure. But I do know that I read about inmates having to bust open computers with hammers, big old sledgehammers, and get, you know, the copper and other precious things out of there for recycling. And the whole area where they were working was just toxic. The air was absolutely toxic. And the guards started coming down with cancers and breathing problems, and they sued. And it turns out that the prison industry made $868 million from that project, busting open computers to get the copper and other metals out, killing people, forcing them to work in a toxic environment. Is anybody upset about that like they are about gay marriages? Are you upset about prison slavery? I talked to a man this past Saturday night on the Jenny Strozier Keeping It Real broadcast on Human Rights Demand channel at Blog Talk Radio. He was in prison when we talked on the phone. Another man who called spent 5 years in prison, but he's been out of prison for 15 years now. And the host of that show, Jenny Strozier, we're following his reentry back into society. Jenny Strozier, Keeping It Real show. He's been out of prison just 2 years after spending 46 years in the Georgia prison system. And I asked, it's kind of late. I asked a man who's still in prison, you know, do the inmates have a choice whether or not to work both jobs? And he said, heck no, they don't have a choice. If you're assigned to a job and you won't work it, you get a DR. That's a disciplinary something. and you have to pay $4 fine if you get a DR. And you have to go to the hole. That's solitary confinement torture. And, you know, the next time your mother or some organization or some relative who loves you sends you money, they take all the DR fines out of that money. So that's just absolute slavery. They must work for these big Fortune 500 companies who are taking jobs from free people. Free people. They're working union jobs now. Yes, they are. They're not just busting license plates. They're not just, you know, popping out that metal and making license plates. That's a fallacy. They're working for Boeing Airlines, Microsoft Word, working for Microsoft Corporation, working for, you know, Starbucks coffee. I believe they're making their cups and napkins and everything. They're making furniture, office furniture. And they're also working for the military complex. I'm told that prisoners make everything for the military complex except the weaponry. All the uniforms, canteens, tents, boots, prisoners make it. You see, and they can make them do these jobs without normal worker safety laws. You know, there's no worry about paying them for overtime. Because in Georgia, they're not getting paid at all. They're slaves, 13th Amendment slaves. So these BabbleBelt people who are so upset over gay marriage, they're not bothered by having a huge, huge, huge slave population right here in America in the 21st century. They're not bothered by murders and lynchings of mentally ill people behind bars. My brother was one of those. Larry Neal. You can look up online. Wrongful Death of Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Neal, N-E-A-L. They're not concerned about the Cochran firm fraud, defrauding African Americans for the system, defrauding their own clients in order to help remove or reduce their payouts after police brutality and corporate wrongs. They're not even concerned enough to let African Americans know that United States District Court has ruled that the Cochran firm is not a law firm. Look for that on the internet. Look for the ruling. Look for it in your mainstream news. You're not going to see it because they're all in it together, defrauding black people out of their righteous awards. They don't want you to know. But they're so upset over gay marriage because they're so holy. They're so righteous. And they are so concerned with the sensibilities of my Lord. That's hypocrisy. Racism, frauds, prison slavery, executions, and lynchings. All of those, to my idea, are more detrimental not only to your position with God, but those things are detrimental to other human beings, your neighbors, who the Bible said we're to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So God is not tricked. He's not fooled. He's not impressed with hypocrisy. As a matter of fact, my Lord said, "Woe unto hypocrites." And honey, you want to look for something that repeats often in the Bible. That phrase repeats often. Woe unto hypocrites. And then, you know, you've got all kinds of sexual sin. There's fornication and adultery, as well as the homosexuality. But, you know, you get proof of fornication when people have babies outside of marriage. You get proof of it. But I don't see fornicators being publicly marched against, and the state isn't going to shut down over fornication. It's not going to shut down over adultery. But it'll shut down the marriage industry over gay marriages. Because they picked that as being worse. They picked it. It's not going to shut down over murdering all of these mentally ill people behind bars, getting them away from the commuter's cameras and then murdering them. Won't shut down over that. They got Matthew Ajabate, A-J-U-A-J-I-B-A-D-E, handsome young man, 21 years old, got him in Georgia last month, I believe. No, that was New Year's Day. 21, handsome. He was bipolar. 9 police officers were brutalizing him, beat him to death within hours of his arrest, beat him at the station. And then we have Keaton Barris, F-A-R-R-I-S, who was 25. They starved him to death, a white boy. He died of malnutrition and dehydration. I think they killed him in Washington State. But you can look at my blog, Dog Justice for the Mentally Ill, and see if it is Washington State. Both of these very handsome young men had mental illness, so they're killed. And looks like they enjoyed killing them as useless eaters. And not to mention poor Mr. Darren Rainey, who was murdered, brutally murdered in Florida. He got the hot shower treatment. It happens all the time. And then they're going to come drive by my house slow. Like, don't you say anything about our murders. But they raising hell about gay marriages. They're going to take over my computer, take over my phone, drive by my house, shine bright lights on me, gang stalk me. And then all these black churches burning down. Black churches burning down. You know what? God has to allow that. It's not enough for man to set a match. God has to allow it. And the way black people are not standing up for their fellow man like they should, I'm not surprised he's letting them burn down. I'm not surprised. They're not saying anything about all of these mentally ill people being arrested and murdered. So God bless you, hypocrites, to repent in Jesus' name. Amen. Please repent. That's all the chance any of us has. Bless you in the name of Jesus to repent and abort hell for yourself. Good night, everybody.